Good morning. Welcome to EMP on this chilly, chilly Thursday morning. And as we've been doing the past couple of weeks, we will begin this morning with a devotional with one of the traditional Advent themes. And the theme for this third week of Advent is joy. So let us turn to Matthew 2. We're going to read chapter 2. Verses 1 to 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you, you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this morning as we gather to spend a little time with you. We ask that you speak to us through this passage with the Magi and with young baby Jesus, God. Just speak to us through another story surrounding the coming of your Lord, God, this morning. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so before we dive into, the meat of the passage, let's go over some of the background of this this passage, specifically the Magi. So today we're going to focus more on the Magi, not so much on Herod and baby Jesus and all of that. And so this is a pretty traditional narrative that we've read, and as we see in a lot of the classics, mainly in art form, the traditional visual that we get of the nativity scene includes the following: Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, animals, barn, the manger, and a 8-pound baby Jesus. However, something that is also in there at times is the three wise men, or the Magi in this case. And one thing to take note of is that the Magi weren't there at birth, right? In verse 1, it says, "Now after the birth," and verse 11 points to the fact that the Magi went to a house. And if you remember last week, we know that Jesus was not born in a house when the shepherds came. And we know that to be, the same time as Jesus' birth, because the angels appeared to the shepherds that tonight a savior was born, right? And so, so the Magi was not at the birth. And so I personally do not like cancel culture, but I will say, anytime you come across any form of media that has the Magi and the shepherds at the barn with newborn Jesus, I'm going to suggest to you to cancel that unbiblical representation of what happened. So if you see in a children's Bible and they show up at the barn, cancel that. Now, all jokes aside, scholars do believe that by the time the Magi visited Jesus, Jesus may have been as old as 2 years old, and this would be consistent with Herod's, you know, whole edict later on in you know, the other part of Matthew 2 with babies, with Herod's baby genocide, which was for boys 2 years and below. What is also of note here is that it is the first Gentile inclusion to Matthew's gospel, which was written primarily to a Jewish audience. And so this is quite important because, you know, traditionally, scholars held the belief that these magi came from the East, and refers to the expert, you know, they're typically referred to as experts of the mysteries, either from Persia or Babylon, who dabbled in astrology, dream interpretation, sacred writings, pursuit of wisdom, self-enlightenment, and of course, as their name suggests, magic. And so, as I mentioned back on in our Hope Devo, since Israel was under the occupation of Persia and Babylonia at some point, these magi most likely have come across sacred writings from the Jews, things that they may have been familiar with, such as Old Testament prophecies. And so, yeah, this is quite important to Matthew's gospel since it shows that within God's kingdom, the Gentiles are included, right? And so in this case, the fact that the Magi would show up and worship, toddler Jesus, shows that even though, you know, non-Jewish people who's not super duper familiar with, Jewish history and all of the, you know, and the things that they've followed, the covenant of Abraham and all those things, they would still recognize Jesus as the Son of God. And so, and a final background thing, and this is definitely not biblical canon, but it was, I thought it was kind of funny. And also, if it's something that we hear somewhere down the line in the future, you could say you heard it here first. But I think around 10 years ago, there was a biblical scholar who, through newly discovered historical writings regarding who the Magi were, raised the question that perhaps the Magi came not just from the East, but perhaps the Far East, that perhaps the Magi were, in fact, Chinese. Like I said, this is not biblical canon. This was from writings that were discovered, I think, somewhat recently, but just a little thing that I will just drop there, and perhaps someday it will come a fruit, and I don't know, we'll see. But this leads us to our theme today. Enough of the backgrounds, that we're going to dive into our theme today, which is joy. And so last week when I spoke on this, on our Advent theme for last week, which was peace, shalom, I connected that feeling to the feeling that I got when we finished and completed something important. For me, it was my final college project. And with these themes, they ran in a progression, right? Hope comes first, because that was before, that was during the waiting period of Jesus, right? So, until Jesus came, we're just hoping, we're just waiting for that, the thing that comes. When Jesus arrived and did his ministry, did everything, fulfilled the prophecies and all those things, peace came, right? Since these things happened, and he completed the work, making things as they should be. And so after the peace comes joy. Joy in the realization and celebration because things are as they should be. And so this week, my low-key analogy today comes in a form of a bowl of laksa that I had yesterday. As you may have noticed, relatively speaking, Hong Kong's got a wee cold this week. We dropped to the low 10s at night. And so yesterday for lunch, I wanted something that was nice and warm and soupy. And so I decided on a bowl of laksa from this place right near my office in Charlotte. I was past the point of hope since I had agency to make this happen. And I was at peace because I sat down and ordered it, and it was imminent that my bowl of hot, soupy goodness would be coming. Not quite shalom, right? Not the completeness piece since it hasn't hit my taste buds, but I knew it was coming in my head and I knew it was coming in my heart. And so when it arrived and I saw this beautiful, golden, fragrant, colorful, and most importantly, warm bowl of yum yum goodness, I was ready. And so as I first took that first sip of that warm soup and it hits my mouth, the peace of knowing that my laksa is coming changed to a type of peace that now I experienced, right? In which my laksa has arrived and it coursed through my body, warming me up. I arrived at the state that I was seeking to be at. You know, when I left my office 15 minutes prior. And when that peace came, joy came to celebrate because things are as it should be. I was warmed. I ordered what I have wanted. I got exactly what I was expecting to get. And my primary goal, wanting something that can warm me up, was achieved. And so because of that, I will celebrate in joy. Now, that is an overdramatic retelling of an above average bowl of laksa that I had. But that's not without reason, right? If we go back to verses 9 to 10, we read, and I'll reread again. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. You see, for the Magi, the star that started their journey, their adventure back when they were in the East, was always a step of faith. As mentioned, most likely these Magi came across Israel's sacred texts, the prophecies that we have found in the Old Testament, the Torah, the Ten Commandments, all of those things. So they at least have some sort of knowledge of this. They knew what the star was about according to these, you know, Israel's sacred texts, and as evident in verse 2 when they visited Herod. And so when the star finally stopped over this random house in Bethlehem, it signaled the end of their journey. They were in expectation that the star will lead them, and the star's movement and leading kept affirming their hope throughout their whole journey, bringing upon them peace as the star kept moving, and expectation along their journey. As the star stopped its movement, it signaled that they have arrived. They were where they were supposed to be, and most definitely, this is worth celebrating. It was the completion of this long journey that they took from their home. And along with that, a journey where they've explored the sacred Jewish texts, and it's leading them somewhere, and they're finally at its literal front doorstep. Obsolete text story time. So this whole journey thing that the Magi took evoked a lot of different metaphors. And so the one I've chosen for this morning is, you know, original GPS systems that we have in our car. And so before we had a GPS on our bodies all the time, GPS systems were first popularized in navigation devices that you would stick in front of a windshield. I had a TomTom, if you remember what that was, and the voice that I chose was of a British woman named Jane. And so whenever I would go somewhere that I'm not familiar with, Jane would be on my windshield leading the way. She would say, "In 2 miles, take the next right." The scary thing would be when you miss a direction, then the GPS would recalculate and the voice would go off and say something like, "Recalculating." And you're waiting in anticipation for the next instruction because you don't want to mess up your trip even more, because you know you messed up because you missed a direction, but it's going to recalculate and it's going to give you instructions. You're just, you know, super tense waiting for that next set of instructions of what to do next, which really leads to just a disproportionate amount of stress that comes because I missed a turn, making arrival at our destination at times an extremely joyous occasion because, hey, I got the people in my car to the place that we wanted to go and I got them there safely. Now, the fact that having not screwed that up is worthy of celebration in my mind, in my heart even, since, you know, if I'm driving, I don't want to screw that up. But here's the thing. The journey in itself wasn't to celebrate arriving at the destination. No, the point of the journey is whatever it is that we were supposed to do there, right? And so in the Magi's case, this great joy was nothing in comparison to their reaction of meeting 2-year-old toddler Jesus. You know, as we read, they fell to their knees and worshiped him upon seeing him and Mary, his mother. They gave presents that I'm not sure how a 2-year-old Jesus would enjoy, perhaps maybe in the chest that it came in. But these were presents that were of great symbolic significance to the Magi. Great joy came upon them and celebrated as they not only arrived at their destination, but met who they were hoping to meet, completed their intended goals of this journey that was set out by God. You know, today we live in a time where joy can seem to be quite lacking and depression runs rampant, especially in developed countries, developed places such as Hong Kong. And that was even before COVID. The World Health Organization statistics rates suicide as the second leading cause of death amongst 15 and 29-year-olds. We are likely to be in communities in which there are folks that are battling or have battled depression. Most of us may not have been diagnosed with depression, or even clinically, that might qualify us to be clinically, diagnosed. But many of us may have gone through a season of sorrow in our life, right? Whether it's a season of grief due to various circumstances or unfulfillment, things like that. But ultimately, what we do know is this, is that being sad sucks. And what's worse is a feeling that you're not able to get out of it. And so as we move into a time where we are going to connect with God now, originally I had wanted to go in a certain direction where we're celebrating, but at the same time, I felt God's tug to go a different direction as well. And so today for our devotional time or connection time with God, prayer time and worship, I will present two directions, and whichever direction fits more to where you are today, I would encourage you to go with that. And so behind door number one, a podcaster that I always listen to makes this astute observation in that we don't celebrate enough in life. For myself, one way to keep joy isn't so much to go to do things that I want to do. In fact, that could be a good indication that I am not in joy. I am not happy. That's why I want to do things I want to do. So instead of doing things that, to keep my joy, I don't go around to do things that I want to do. But what I end up doing is to remember, to be grateful, and ultimately to celebrate the works God has done, both as a whole, everything in the world, but also in my personal life. No matter how big or small, for myself, particularly the small things I want to celebrate. Now, who doesn't love a celebration? The thought that I have is this: if I'm not deserving of anything He has given me, then I will celebrate everything He has done for me. And so for those who today find yourself in a place of relatively good emotional health today, in your time with God this morning, I want you to celebrate. Celebrate what Father God has done this year, in spite of COVID here in Hong Kong and around the world. Celebrate the monotony and the mundane, because when it's all said and done, it all adds up to a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. And out of the, and even within the monotony and the mundane, a lot of things have to happen in order for it to have turned out, right? The fact that the arrival of the MTR train, it is things as it should be. And that is worth celebrating. Finally, celebrate as the Magi did in celebration of the arrival of the Messiah, the King of the Jews who will shepherd Israel, right? So for those, yeah, who are in a place to celebrate, feel free to celebrate in your time with God today. Now, door number two, and this is the one that I felt God was wanting me to also acknowledge. Perhaps this morning you're not in your best place. You may be stuck in a season of struggle, and you've been trying to do all the right things in an attempt to get yourself out of this rut, but you're still feeling stuck. And so today I sense God wants you to rest, to be in stillness, even for just a brief moment, this time that you get to connect with God, whether it's this morning or you're listening to it in podcast form. And not feel like you have to try and do everything to go seek him to get yourself out of there. Abba Father wants you to know that he not only sees you, but he also sees your struggling and your wrestling. And so as we head into a time of worship, I encourage you to come into stillness. No need to sing or even to pray super dramatically. Just receive from the Lord this morning as P. Nate leads us in worship. And so I'm going to pass it off to P. Nate as he leads us in a time of worship.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, rises in my soul, never lets me go. Verse 3. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy rises in my soul, never lets me go. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul and never lets me go. Show an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, rises in my soul, never lets me go.
And so, yeah, let's spend a quick minute just going to God in celebration, or perhaps just in stillness this morning. Let's go to our community prayer. Let's first pray over those who are going through the cancer process. Pray not just for those who are fighting the battle, but their families as well. So let's lift up our community that's going through cancer, as well as those who are getting treatment, chemo, radiation, or surgery. Let's lift up those who are in need of God's healing, as well as the word of salvation. Pray also for those who have requested them to be on this list, that they would act as God's light for their friends or family that they're praying for. Let's lift up those in our community who are dealing with non-cancer related infirmities. pray for those who are seeking a job. May God bring providence and open doors, and also Sabbath during this time. Let's go to our Thursday prayer focus. Let's first lift up our SPE ministries in Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines. So SPE, SG with Peace and Kim, Spin with Pastor Salamat, and Spill with Pastor Ernie. Let's lift up our education ministries, SP Kids with Pastor Mary and Lisa, SP Youth with myself, and SPU with Pastor Andrew. Let's pray over our prayer and healing ministries, IP with Matt, and as well as the Well and River with Rachel, that in the times that we are in right now, that we are super dependent on our communication with God and our prayers with God. So let's lift up our prayer ministries. Let's lift up our typical Thursday evening outreaches, SP Lights and Homey. Continue to pray that in the midst of this time, that though we may not be able to gather in, you know, large groups, that relationships are being kept. And for us that are still going out, that there will be divine encounters to, you know, sometimes randomly run into a homie that we may know from our ministries and things like that. So let's lift up our evening outreach team. Thank you. Finally, let's lift up our city. Let's continue to pray for not just lowering of cases, but zero cases. Also, let's pray over the patience of the people of the city. Pray over, yeah, as the weather is getting colder, the threat of rising cases will come. And so let's just pray for our city to work together to fight against COVID. And be mindful of one another during this time. So pray for Hong Kong. Loving God, when our circumstances cause us sorrow or despair, remind us of the joy of your salvation. Cast out our fear, our pride, and our greed, so that we would know the joy of living fully in the light of your love. So we thank you, Abba Father, for being with us this morning. As you speak joy into our lives, as we celebrate, as we cry to you to be still, to feel your love and your joy this morning. We thank you for joining us. And we love you in this place. Bless the rest of our day as we go ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you here tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.